Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1,114th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church, the place for the whosoever wills. Did you hear what I said? The place for the whosoever wills. Yeah, you know, those of us that understand what God is doing, what understand why God is doing what he's doing, you know, understanding about his creation and why he was created. This is a spot where we meet every other Thursday, and, you know, we encourage you to bring friends. We encourage you to bring family. We encourage you to bring your enemies, because we encourage everybody to get this word. So if you're out there and you're listening in social media world and you would like to call in and join me live on the air, the number to call in is 319-527-6091, or you can dial 323-870-4174. Press 1 if you'd like to join in the conversation. If you haven't shared the text yet, please go ahead and share it. If you haven't shared the post, whatever, however you got to get it, do your notifications, put them out there, let it know, pass it on. And then tell some more friends to do the same thing, and then we'll all be on the same thing. Because the purpose of us is to share it so that the kingdom can be spread, so that God's word can be heard, so that the love can overpower the hate, and that all of our people can be connected. We can just start being connected in all different types of situations. You wouldn't even understand how it would be, but all the situations may be improving and growing, and we would learn how to handle what God is actually purposed for us to do. So tonight, what I would like to do is invite you to join with me in looking at these two words that happened to pop up in my world, in my brain, the other day, and I said, I got to bring this to the block. There's no other way for me not to do this but bring it to the block. So the two words are needing and needing. Yes, the two words are needing and needing. Got me? I know somebody out there right now is like, what? She's saying the same daggone thing. No, I'm sorry. Let me say it like this. Needing, N-E-E-D-I-N-G, and needing, K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G. So if this is something that you just, you know, like, what is going on? Just bear with me, okay? Bear with me. Needing versus needing. 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. Get with me. Let's go. So the first thing you need to do when you're looking at two words, right, when I know that somebody's saying, hey, I ain't called here for no English lesson. This is D-Block. And I understand that. And I'm not going to take you to English, but we're not going to go to English class. But you do need to understand, like, roots, understand why, understand meanings, understand, so that you can understand the whole entire concept of this needing versus needing. Because it's important that if you learn something new every day, what you're going to learn today will be something that you'll be able to teach tomorrow. So how about this? Okay, so everyone knows that needing is like, you know, it's what you need. You think that this is what you want. Like, no, I said it wrong, because it's not want, it's need. And how many people out there know that a lot of things that we want, we really don't need? So, you know, if you were to ask yourself, what is it that we really need? Some people would say food, because you need food. You need shelter, because you just don't want to always be outside. You need knowledge and understanding, because as you grow and work and live in this thing, you know, you end up understanding that you learn from your mistakes and you keep growing, but it's a part of it, and you need to do this in order to continue on in the process. We need stability. You need to be able to say that you are stable in the fact that whatever it is that God is going to call you to do, you can actually have the ability to do it. You understand? So someone probably is out there thinking, I don't know what she's talking about. I need my car. I need my money. I need my job. I need my clout. I need my status. All of that, all of those kinds of things. But believe it or not, those are the things that you really don't need. People make it without those things every day. So needing, I believe, has something to do with like a necessity. It's important to have, you know, I hope that when you understand what I'm talking about, it's like you see exactly what needing is, and you go into what you need. You think about what you think that you want or need. So now as you're thinking about it, I'm going to tell you what the actual definition of the word needing is. Well, no, let me tell you and explain it first. N-E-E-D-I-N-G is not really a word. I mean, it is a word because they let you say needing because they put I-N-G at the root of a word, but it's not really needing. The verb really is needs. Like, that's not the girl that needing, that she needing some work. She needs work done. She needs help. You know what I mean? So it's not like, the person is in a needing position, but when you're talking about it, it's just need. But we ain't going to go there. I'm going to tell you like this. They call it they called it something, and I was like, what in the world does that mean? It's a, what is it? They called it a certain type of verb, and I'll get back into it later, but it's like, you know, there's verbs are for moving. Verbs are to tell you about action. Verbs are to tell you about a thing, like something that's happening. So when you think about it, needing is a stative verb. That's what they call it. It describes something. Stative is saying that it's just the mindset. It's not actually what is being taken place. So it's like so needing or needs is a state of verb, right? But it is just describing a mental state. Yeah. So let me say that again. Because everybody be like, oh, she needy, or oh, they need this, or oh, they need that, or oh, do you need this, or oh, these people need this, or that's what the need is, and we need to get it here. But if you go into the definition of it, it's a mental state. So that kind of stopped me for a second. And then I really, 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 really had to look at that and say, okay, wait a minute. Now I got to channel grade school, because I'm trying to figure out what's a stative verb or a stative verb. You understand? Because I'm thinking, whoa. I know what a verb is. What makes stative a verb? Like, what are they saying? Because I think that needs is something that everybody wants. Everybody has. Everybody's out here thinking that it could be better someplace else, because it would be better if I did it this way, or if I looked at it this way, or, you know, so everyone has this type of need. But then when you think that it's a mental state, you just say, okay, so status. It's like a state of talking about what's happening, but it ain't really, I shouldn't say it's not really happening, because it is really happening, but you don't really see it happening, like moving, because it's actually happening. It's a state of being. Like a dynamic verb would be like walking, talking, swimming. It's the action that you see them doing, opening, closing, shutting, sitting, like regular verbs. And then the state of verb would be in the act of or thought about in a good state of a being type of a thing, like something that you would just think was a good thought. Things were great that day, you know, like this. And you're explaining it in a different type of way. So basically, go back and just think mental state. That's what I want you to grab out of the needs. mental state. And that's why we're talking about needing versus needing. Because if it goes into a mental state, then that says it's just about what I'm thinking about, right? Or how I feel. So then I'm thinking, okay, so your thinking turns into your mental. And then your mental is what you're thinking. So it actually becomes your mindset, and then it becomes a state of being, so that becomes your mental state. So if you believe that you are in the state of needing or being without, that says that you're just like in a want stage. You're in an open stage. If anything comes your way, you're going to be all for it, because there's a different type of way when you, there's a different type of fit when you're in need of something. People might make rash decisions in a needed situation because it was different, because I didn't look at it the same way, because I actually needed this thing. I needed this, you know, I felt like I needed this, or I needed to get in there because I needed to get the job, or I needed to get past that one round because if I didn't get past the one round, I wouldn't have made it to the final, or, you know what I mean? So when you're going into it, it's a mental state. So now think about the mental state, and then think about the same challenge that I just said it was about to be. If you finish this, you can get to the next level. What if you don't have a, what if you don't have the means or the wants to finish? Because there's nothing to finish. Because you're thinking, but you're thinking that you need. So because you're thinking that you need it, you're not really working for it. You're waiting to get it because you believe that you need it. I don't want to miss anybody. I don't want to mess anybody up. But when it deals with your mental state and how you think about things, and then what people actually say to you don't even matter. But then what happens is, because people say something to you and you already have your own mental state and your own state of being, then you respond to them in your state. You got me? It might not be in their state, but it's your mental. So the problem is, we walking around here and everybody's not on the same mental. So this is why tonight we're talking about needing versus needing. Because if needing, N-E-E-D-I-N-G, or needs, is a mental state or a state of being, what is it that we do every day? What is it that we do every day when we're thinking about the things that we're thinking about, or we're thinking about the things that we're trying not to think about? Because I know that I sit some days, because I can't talk about everybody, but I will talk about myself. Sometimes I'll be thinking about something that I might not be able to think about, or shouldn't be able to think about, or I used to think about, and know I shouldn't be thinking about it now. And it can change the mental state of where I'm at, but I thank God for Jesus. I'm sorry. Nobody missed that. Somebody might have missed that shout. But I thank God for Jesus. Because no matter where it was, no matter how it was and how it looked, I can say that I got through all of it and I am none of those things. He changed my entire mental state of being. I thank God for that. Somebody out there right now is probably like, what? Like, he did what? Like, trust me, when I tell you that the sacrifice is real, a lot of people just hear the story, a lot of people don't understand it, but I believe that the slain blood and the lamb, a slaughtered lamb, is a beautiful sight. Why? Because I know that that blood was shed for me, and I know that I had put some stuff on that, you know. Listen, I'm in that blood. I hate to say it like that, but I know that I'm not alone when I say that. This is D-Block Church. What up, what up, what up? You know, if you're out there and you're listening right now, the number to call in is 323-870-4174 or 319-527-6091. You're listening to D-Block Church, the 1,114th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your girl, Adrienne Allen. Adrienne, Misunderstandings Allen. I just be trying every day, every day. And, of course, you are listening to D-Block Church. What up, what up, what up? Tonight, we're looking at needing versus kneading. N-E-E-D-I-N-G versus K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G. And really, basically, we can sum up kneading, N-E-E-D-I-N-G, as just a mental state. We're just going to say that what you think about yourself becomes what you give or what you allow, or basically, it's just a really tricky place to be, because if you are looking at yourself and you're not understanding what's going on with yourself, then you think that there is a need, so then there is a need in your mindset, which gives you that mental state, so it kind of puts you, you know, not so much at the top of the list, but at the bottom, even though it says it's good to be at the bottom, because we are the head. We are not the tail, but we are the head. So if you hang down at the bottom there, something will happen and we end up at the front. Trust me when I tell you. Listen, if you have never, ever, 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 ever heard of the word kneading, like K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G, tonight is the night that you are going to learn something, because the word is kneading. And what is it? It is work. It's work. Simple as that. It's work. When you are making dough, like I'm talking about, take some flour and just put some water on it, a little bit of water, a couple drops. And then you start to work this flour. And when I say work the flour, I mean moving it in between your thumb, your forefinger, your middle finger, your ring finger, like get in and work it. The more working you do on the dough, like the better your dough actually sits. So in life, there's all different ways of looking at the different, you know, needs. But then you look at work, and then you ask yourself, what kind of work do I do? What kind of work am I doing? Is this work something that people are looking at my work and then see God in my work? Is that where I'm at in my need? Did my kneading, N-E-E-D-I-N-G, turn into a K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G so strong that now all I want to do is make good dough? Ha ha. And you know what they say. If you make good dough, I think it's going to help you eat. Ain't that what they say? I think that's what they say. So, in that note, let's try to make some dough. Let's learn how to knead on some stuff. K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G is what we're talking about. And what I'm telling you, when you get in, when you start to get in, and you start to work these things, and you start to feel this dough moving in your hands, and you start to feel what you can do in the dough, like you can start to stretch this dough. You say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to make this dough double. I'm going to take this dough, and I'm going to work it, and I'm going to thin it out, and I'm going to work it. And then I thought about it, and I said, D-Block Church. Do you see that we making biscuits, making bread, eating? Oh, man, let's eat. It's 2020. What we say? We're not going to do anything crazy. We're not dealing with anything that don't sound right. But what we are going to do is we are going to tell nothing but the truth. We are going to get better. We are going to always continue to do something that we didn't do yesterday. That's how you win. That's how you win. People walking around talking about, girl, how you do it? Girl, how you do it? How I do what? How I do what? Because whatever I'm doing, trust me when I tell you, I went through a whole lot to get to where I'm at. So I don't know what you mean how I did it. I probably did it wrong. That's the best thing I can tell you. If you ask me how I did it, I can tell you I did it wrong. More than likely, I did it wrong. Don't do it the way I did it. Trust me, because when they say, when you get in the book of Proverbs and stuff and you start talking about knowledge, versus wisdom and everything. And there is a point in there where you are hearing this wisdom, y'all. Someone out there right now is listening to me, and they are listening to me only because they are sitting in a room with somebody that is trying to always tell them something. What I'm trying to tell you to the person that is listening to me but not really listening to me, I feel you, dog. I feel you. I hear you. I feel you. And guess what? You need this. N-E-E-D-I-N-G needs whatever. What I'm saying is, if you don't know how to K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G, and that's work, then you might have a problem making this bread. And you might have a problem eating. And in this world, you know, y'all call it bags and everything. They say bags. I don't say things that don't make sense. Because I don't want bags. I don't want a bag. I want money. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want a bag. I want money. Because I don't know what's in the bag. I don't know if the bag is the trash bag. I don't know what kind of bag it is. I don't know if they done threw the bag out. Do you understand what I'm saying? You leave it too open, too broad. We just say bag, and then the people look like they're making money. So we've associated money with bags. I don't know. I got a bag lady hanging on my door right now, and they say we can't even use plastic bags. So where my bags went? I'm sorry. I just had a little, you know, that was a misunderstanding moment. But that's serious, though, because everything is changing right now. Everything is trying to make it better. They say that everything is getting better. They're trying to be more politically correct. They're trying to be more like they're trying to pay more attention to the atmosphere and all that kind of stuff. I wanted to tell the people, now, you know, in 1983, like I remember 85, 86, 87, when we had the Aquanet spray cans, and they was telling us that we couldn't, they took them off the aerosols. They had took them off the shelves because the aerosol was killing the ozone layer. That was in the 80s. So I can imagine like the early 90s. So just imagine what it is right now in the 2020s. That just sounds so cool. Understand that if you're out there and you're listening to me right now, we are part of something, and we are part of something major. You can't see it right now because you're not supposed to see it right now, because it's not for us to see. It's God seeing. We're just supposed to be where we're supposed to be, where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be there. And tonight, it was your night. Why? Because if you are a person that is needing, and you are in a mind, you have a mindset of a want, there's something that's out there that you think and believe that you should have. There's something that is in you that you believe that you deserve. This is where you think that you need to be. Your N-E-E-D-I-N-G needs to turn into a K-N-E-A-B-I-N-G. And when you start to work, you will see it. Why would I say it like that? Because nobody really wants to work. So if you tell the truth about the fact that you don't want to work, then you ask God and say, okay, God, the fact that the matter is, I know you need me to do what I need to do. I know I need to do it so that I can work, so I can get my bread, so I can do what I need to do to survive, so that I can take care of my family, so I can provide for the things that it is that you've called me to do in this world. What are you supposed to do? What can I do? Ask God. He might change up the whole thing. He might change your work into something that you really love to do. And then when you do something every day that you really love to do, the thing that people always like to say is that it doesn't feel like work. And if you can work where it doesn't feel like work and you can enjoy it, then you're sitting on good. Because at the end of the day, you know that your work is going to produce the bread. And it's, well, the work is going to produce the dough. The dough gets baked into some bread. And I mean, and then you got to think, it's not just going to be dough and then make bread. It actually has to go through the fire. And when you understand that you are sitting in a place where you might actually be right in the fire. right now. But if you know that you have put in the work, if you know that there was work that had been done before, it might have not have all been on the positive side of things. And when I say the positive side of things, I mean, there's a walk that we all have had. There's a walk that we all have to go through. The difference is how you sit and how you look at yourself in your walk. There's a lot of different places that the walk, like you could look at the same walk, we'd be in the same walk, and I could have just started the walk. But then you could look at somebody that's already like 8 laps in the walk. Believe it or not, they might have a tired on them, but they actually have like this steady pace of a walk because they've been around it 8 times already. So they understand it a little bit better. So their work is a little bit different because they know exactly what it is that they need to do in order to produce exactly what it is that they think that they need. They're going to put it in the fire, and then it's going to come out the same way, and it's going to be nothing. And understand the reason why it's going to be nothing is because when you have nothing to do with anything and you're just putting it in and it's not working anymore, it's no longer work. It's not going to work and produce like it's work. Because if it's not working, you're not working, then guess what? It's not going to be multiplied. It's not going to be something that you can put in the fire and it will grow. Why? Somebody said, well, why would she even say that? Because have you ever had a biscuit that wasn't done? I mean, I'm just asking. Have you ever had a biscuit that wasn't done? It might even look good on the outside. But my God, my God, my God, when you get into the middle of it and it's still not there, it's still not all the way hit with the fire, it didn't get all the way cleansed, it didn't get all the way expanded, like it didn't go, like there was still more dough in there, got me? There was still more bread to be made. But if you aren't really working, you just took it out of the oven, so now it's, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. I know God definitely doesn't want that. He says, give him your best. So if you're going to give him your best, we need to start to understand what NEEDING is, which is needing, which is a mental state, which is a mindset. So there was a time when I think that I was needing. Like I thought that I needed everything. If I needed everything. So I didn't have anything, so because I didn't have anything, I needed everything. And then that reminded me of the lady in the Bible that when she came to Jesus and said that it's just me and my sons and we don't have anything. And she said, he said, you don't have anything? And she says, I don't have anything. All I got is the pot. And he's like, well, if you got the pot, that's enough. And, you know, then you start to look at it and you say, well, no, she said, I don't have anything. And he said, well, just go fill out the pot. And don't stop pouring. You know what I mean? Don't stop filling up the pot until they empty. They're gone. So before you know it, they went and got all types of pots. She got the neighbor's pot. She got everybody's pot because at the end of the day, the oil still was flowing. You went from not having anything to all of a sudden now this thing is flowing like flowing, and now all he said was just fill it up. You understand that the only reason why she was sent to go fill it up was because she said that she had nothing. Because the one thing God will not allow you to do is think that you're going to take his dough, his flour, you know what I mean? You're going to take his batter, his need. And you're going to do what with it? You can't do that. You can't do that. Not with God's stuff. And that's how we got to look at us. We got to look at ourselves like that. Like sometimes we look at situations and we're like, that was different. Ooh, I would do it this way. Or, ooh, that was true. But put it in a category. Say, was that a needs thing? Like, was that like a mindset of why they did that? Or do they really, really, really mean to put in that work? Have they been putting in that work? Has it been, you know, is it something that we can see? Because it's in your hands, man. I'm trying to tell you, when I seen that needing, I was thinking, I said, dang, it's a shame because, you know, when you need something, you make the calls about what you need And then it's funny because most people make the calls and then they wait. Now, don't ask me exactly what they're waiting for, but if I was to really take a stab at it, I think that they'd be waiting for the need to be answered. You know, like, if you need something, you don't really do anything but need it. So when they go to find out more about it, you're right there because you're not doing anything about it because you're in a needing of something. So you're waiting on the need to be answered, I guess. But yet, there's no, how can I say this? I can't even, like, I don't want to say it like that because I don't want you to get confused about what God is expecting us to do. God is not expecting us to just sit and say that this is what we want to happen and then we don't put in the work to at least attempt to make it look like it's happening. Put at least the people in the places that you need to have them. Put the song together in the order where you need to have it. Write the book in the manner of the way that it needs to be written. Like it says, write the vision, make it plain. So once the vision is actually written, then you have to pray on making it plain. Because if you're anything like me, you got vision. And now it's like, okay, God, there's way, 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 way too much for me in my mind to see. But now I need help, N-E-E-D-I-N-G. So as I was sitting there saying that I need help and need help and need help, I never did a thing because I was always waiting because I was always in a need. I was always in this N-E-E-D type of place. So my mindset and my mental state was saying that right now I'm in a place where I can't move, I can't push because I'm waiting. I need these things. I need this. So if you're in the place where you need something, you got to understand that when you need something, you might have to get past the N-E-E-D-I-N-G and move into the K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G so that you can know that you got to start to put in some work. You got to start to know that you got to have skin in the game. If you're not in this thing to actually win this thing, you might actually really be losing this thing. And I don't mean to say it like that, but it is serious. Get in where you fit in. But right now, we are doing something. Right now, there is a mighty move of God that is happening in our lives. If you are a part of it, then bless God. If you are a part of this kingdom, if you are listening to Purpose Kingdom Network right now, then bless God for you. We already know you know about Purpose Kingdom Network. We ask that you send it to everyone that you know so everyone will be able to know that there is a purpose for ourselves in this kingdom. And we all play a part. Like if you do one part and I don't do my part and the other person over there doesn't even know that they have a part, that's not working. That's not needing. That is not K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G anywhere in the book because you can't even put it in the same bowl. If it's needing, remember, it's in my fingertips. It's in the bowl. I'm working it. Everything that needs to be in there is in it, and I'm just working it. The more I work it, the better off the dough will be. So understand, the more needing that you do, the more needing that you put into the dough, the more needing that you put into the actual function of making bread, by the time it hits the oven, it's at least ready for God to do every and anything that he's going to do. The easiest way I can say it is if you've never been in a needing, N-E-E-D-I-N-G place in your life, I pray that you never have to see it. I pray that you never have to go there. I pray that it never ever has to be something that you have to encounter or anyone close to you have to encounter. Because needing is a mindset. It's a mental state, and it's a place where people can go. And when they get there, it's sometimes very hard for them to get out of it because it's a mental state. So think about what your mind is thinking about is what you are going to produce. no matter what, no matter how, no matter where you're looking at it, if you are saying to yourself, somewhere down the line, I don't know anything about this meeting. I don't know anything about this one. Somewhere down the line, you just be like, you know, I don't even know why I do this, because I do it every day. They be talking about God 1 second, and then they be another thing another second. But that's how God works. God is always there, but then there's going to be another. There's going to be one thing, and then there's going to be another thing. It really becomes a mindset, I guess, of the needing, of who's needing, and you know, who's needing, what you're needing, and why. When I look at it and you ask the question, a lot of people need because they're elderly. A lot of people need because they're disabled. A lot of people need because they are homeless. A lot of people need because they need it. There's a mindset. They're lacking in something. Something needs to be filled. And you need to make the dough so that you can make the, you want to make the dough right so that you can end up living life right. And I know that no one says it like that anymore, but I'm trying to tell you, here on D Block Church, the 1,114th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network, the dough will help you eat. Say it with me. The dough will help me eat. The dough will help you eat. So that says that if the dough is going to help you eat, that says that you got to be able to get in and make the dough. You got to be in the get in and K-N-E-A-B-I-N-G this thing. I mean, you got to get in, you got to put your skin in the game, and you got to get dirty. You got to dig in, you got to dig deep. You got to say that you want this, you start to say that I want this, and nobody can get this better than me. You know, you got to be the person, excuse me, you got to be the one that's in there. You got to be the one that says, you know what? I'm in this thing altogether. N-E-E-D-I-N-G-K-N-E-E, whatever, A-K-N-E-A-B-I-N-G. Give it all to me. Give it all to me, because I need God to do something great in my life. I need God to do something great in the world. You know, we are waiting for something. We are looking for something. The world is in the need of something. So my answer for you tonight is that we all can take place in this, and that is called work. That's called putting your fingers to the metal, and if you like to type, type. If you can take pictures, take pictures. You know, if you're a good website person, build websites. Whatever it is that you need to do, whatever it is that you have to do, however you need to do it so that you can be able to start to do it, you need to do it. K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G, need to do it. Yeah, no, everyone's like, that is not even the word. That is not even how you're supposed to use that word. I know. Oh, trust me, I know. Two different, completely different ideal words, but when I heard them together, it made all the sense in the world. Now, in the study of it, and I find out that it literally is all the sense in the world, to the point where it's just like, no, and then, God, I don't know. Sometimes that happens, but you got to ask yourself, are you a part of that group where you can be sitting in a place and something will just happen, and you can just smile and say, won't you do it? I know someone is out there right now, and they're like, I've had my wanting to do it moments. I don't know if I can have any more. And won't you do it? It's funny because I say you don't want to have them anymore, but if you're needing something, it's like you miss it. So if you get it one time, you have another type of need. Your mental, your mind state has went somewhere different. And in order to get, you know, mind regulated, or how, you know, how we look at it and say the right way to do it, like the ordered way, or as in Proverbs, you know, the wise way to do it. However, you know, we just look at the things and we say, you know, we really bless God for the places that we fall. We bless God for the places that we stumble. But the reason why we do all that we do is because when you get back to the place for the fourth, fifth time, whatever, you can't still be doing it the same way. You need an EED to need, K-N-E-A-D, more, if those are words. If not, we just made them because we just took the roots of them. Okay? So if that, listen, and I mean that with all, you know, all of the Adrian misunderstanding Allens that I can give you right now. And that is true. Because if you're out there and you're listening and you're like, I need it, I've been in need, I think that I need it, because she was talking about the things that I thought that I needed. But then I thought about it and I looked and I said, wow, do I need the sneakers or would I need my foot? Do I need the sneakers or do I need the boot? Can I wear a flat versus a heel? Same thing. Need, not, no. N-E-E-D-I-N-G versus K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G. Let me know what you think. 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. If you're out there and you think that you have a need, because even when I'm talking, you're still kind of where you think, where your thought is, that's where you are. It's funny to say it like that, but where your thought is, that's where you are. Because wherever you believe that you are, wherever you believe and say that you are in your mind right now, is where you are. Think about that. And if you don't have a relationship with God, you need to ask yourself why. What am I waiting on? How many more times do I need to see something go down the way that it went down? Or how many times do I need to hear about something going down the way that it went down? Or how many times are you going to actually just be uncovered? Be uncovered. All types of things happen. All types of situations happen. Look at the other day with Kobe Bryant and his daughter. And the other seven people that were on the helicopter, excuse me, because I can't even do it like that. However, what the main focus should be and needs to be and will be as long as we are concerned is that we need to be heard. We need voices. We need an EEDS. We need everybody to come on out, K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G, and work the dough. It should be fun. It should be nice. But if you don't know God, if you don't know him, you want to get to know him. And that's why we give you an opportunity at Purpose Kingdom Network to have your own little one-on-one time with God. We encourage you to do it. Well, I always say to do it just as natural as possible. That way it's genuine. That way it's not made up. That way it's you talking to God and you telling him exactly what it is that you need so that he can show you how to K-N-E-A-D, and it'll help you work. It'll help you produce. So if you're out there and you are listening and you don't know who he is and you just like, I think I need him, I encourage you to say, you know, God, remember me, the sinner. I didn't do it right. I know I didn't do it right, but God, I'm asking for you to come into my life. I'm asking for you to look at what I've done and change the atmosphere. I believe in your son. I believe in your blood. And I know through your sacrifice, it makes me right. Through your sacrifice, it makes me whole. Through your sacrifice, it gives me the opportunity to look at life in a brand new slate, with a brand new set of eyes. And we thank you, God. And we thank you, God. And we thank you, God. Amen. Now, if you are out there and you really, 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 really know that tonight is the night that you really need him. You're in a need place where you know that need is just what you are. You are in a mindset. The blessing of it is just a mindset, which says that you can change your mind. And when you change your mind, things happen. Trust me. N-E-E-D-I-N-G says you ain't even doing anything. You're thinking about the things that you want. You're thinking about how it's going to get to you and how it's going to work. The second that needing becomes K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G and you go on and put in the work. My God, my God, my God. Well, all I can say is, yeah, to God be the glory, but I bless God for needing. I bless God for the life. I bless God for trials and tribulations. I bless God for all of it because you end up knowing what needing is all about, both of them. N-E-E-D-I-N-G as long as well as K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G. So I want to say that's it for me, y'all. I want to say that if you made the call tonight, then, you know, I already say, what up, what up, what up, welcome to the kingdom. But I'm going to pass it on. I'm not sure who's doing the announcement. If it's, I think it's going to be Brother Rob. So I'm going to step back so he can handle that. Brother Rob?
Yes, praise God, praise God. And, you know, we praise the Lord for tonight's episode, and we thank you so much, Sister Adrienne, for providing us just the insight of which we were speaking on earlier today. And whether it's needing or needing, you know, we had to understand, and like you said, you broke it down very beautifully, the definition of needing and needing. And with that being said, you know, we hope that you had a greater understanding where you can apply that to your life, and that, you know, with that, you know, this is what Purpose Kingdom Network is about. We hope that, you know, if you prayed the prayer of salvation and if you accepted Christ in your life, you find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary to nurture the word of Christ. If you can't find that, that's why we broadcast here almost each and every night that we're able to. And if you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdom@gmail.com. We can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request or just let us know that you turned your life over to Christ. And we thank you so much. And, you know, we don't need to wait for a Bible study or church to begin or church to start. We can just make sure we confess that with our tongue and let everyone know. And with that, you know, you're saved, and we thank you so much. We also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And we thank you so much. We are broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And at any time, you can go to that website, and you can hear our past previous broadcasts and listen to them at their entirety and at your convenience. And we thank you so much for supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. via Blog Talk Radio. We thank you so much. Also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. And we are on LinkedIn and iTunes. We can also hear our broadcast. And invite you to, if you like this on Facebook, you can hear our upcoming morning word of inspiration each and every morning that we're able to broadcast on Anchor FM or Anchor.com. Or you can just follow the links on any of our social media pages. And don't forget to share with a friend or tell a friend or a family member. We thank you so much. Well, God is one of the blessings. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8:30 hour for Self-Expressions Sports Edition. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we'll be joining us tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour for Self-Expressions with the sports editions hosted by me, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. And please feel free to invite a friend. We thank you. And if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you can also like our podcast. If you have an Android phone, you can just go to where they have the Google Play section, and you can just go ahead and type in Purpose Kingdom Network and hit the like button, and you can make sure that you won't miss a single episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And if you have an iPhone, you just go in the Purple Podcast section and also like that Purpose Kingdom Network, and that way it will load any from that point, any podcast that, you know, that we broadcast that you missed, and that way you won't miss the episode that way. And we thank you so much. And, you know, with everything being said, you know, with Purpose Kingdom Network, we thank everybody that's listening to us worldwide, basically via Blog Talk. We just thank you so much for your support. We thank you for listening to our rebroadcast. And we just wish you continue to spread the word about Purpose Kingdom Network. And with that being said, this is going to be the announcements, and I'm going to hand everything over to Sister Adrian. Sister Adrian, we thank you so much for tonight's broadcast.
Thank you so much. I want to say that y'all know it's special for me today because the 1-2-3 has been really big in my life. There are people like, what in the world is she talking about? I was listening to what he was saying, and I was thinking, I thank you so much. I thank you so much. He says, I thank you so much. And I thought about, what can I be thankful for? I'm so thankful right now. He keeps saying, I'm thankful so much. I'm thankful so much. And then I thought about it, and I said, you know what? Today is February 13th. So today is 2-1-3, which is a combination of my 1-2-3, which says that is another confirmation that God is smiling down and saying, yay, yay, yay. Y'all get ready, get ready, get ready. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know that it's going to take part here on Purpose Kingdom Network. I know Purpose Kingdom Network is going to have to be a part of it. So check this out. I was reading this book. I've been reading this book. It's from Dellen Rayburn. It's called Walking in Grace. Now, every day there's a devotion in there. And it's funny because I kind of read it at the end of the day. So as much as people say you should read the daily devotion in the morning, I do a lot of different things in the morning, so I don't end up getting to my walking by grace until the end of the day, which is really kind of awesome because when you can read the scripture, when you can read the message for the day and then realize that you live that same day, that's another way of knowing that you walk in where you need to be. You're in the place where you need to be. So today, February 13th, it says, look up. What sorrow awaits those who argue with their creator? Does a clay pot argue with its maker kneading? Here we go. Does the clay dispute with the one who shapes it, saying, stop, you're doing it wrong. How terrible it would be if a newborn baby said to its father, why was I born? Or if it said to its mother, why did you make me this way? This is what the Lord says. Do you question what I do for my children? Do you give me orders about the work of my hands? I am the one who made the earth and created people to live on it. With my hands, I stretched out the heavens. All the stars are at my command. Isaiah 45:9-12. In the midst of what's dreary or difficult, there's always the sky. Maybe tonight, after the kids' bedtime and, you know, we're about to hang up, or late night, you know, emails, you could take 30 seconds to stare out at the night and think about this scripture. The one who stretched out the heavens may be stretching you in very aching ways, kneading. But the truth is that the light from some of the stars you see has been traveling towards you for centuries. And God is way ahead of you. And he's got it. He's got all of this. As the heavens are the higher than the earth, so he says are higher than your ways. His ways are higher than your ways. And that's Isaiah 55:9. So it's okay to argue with God. It's okay to question. It's okay to do it. But whatever you had to do, find the kneading, the kneading. Find the kneading. Find the work. You know you need it, kneading, so you can run into the kneading. Kneading versus kneading. I enjoyed this. I don't know. I hope my English teacher was listening somewhere, or y'all can give it to her if y'all know who she is. You know what I mean? Pass it on. Let her know. Like, you would never believe it. Adrian did an English lesson. She didn't do no English lesson, child. But I'm just saying. Think about it. It's like, it's weird because I just heard it. Someone happened to say something to me, and I don't know. I must have been hungry. So when I heard them say something, they were needing something, I guess I was just thinking biscuits. Like, they were telling me what they needed, and I guess the mindset of me was, see, it was a mental state because I was hungry. So in my mental state, I was thinking kneading, like kneading some bread as if he was going to be making some donut and some biscuits or something. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. But y'all understand what I mean, though, right? Kneading, K-N-E-A-D. I know. It was just fun. I liked it a lot. It was something that I said, you know what? I'll bring that to the block. D-Block needs to just be able to see at least what goes on in my head sometimes. Because, yeah, like, you got to think about stuff like that. And if you take it like that, then you'd be like, oh, wait a minute, hold up. I am thinking about this all wrong. And I'm not working. I'm not putting my work in. If I put my work into my need, if I, you know what I mean? If I need into my need, woo, wait a minute. Don't be needing into the need now, because if you're needing into the need, that means you might get what you need. Huh. Turn it into what you want. And when you want what you want, and when your needs and your wants line up, remember we always say that, when your needs and your wants line up, you know that ain't nothing but God. You know that ain't nothing but God. What I would say to y'all is that I love you and that we can do it. The sports edition is tomorrow, huh? So I guess we're still talking. Well, I hope they're not talking about Kobe still. You know, God rest his soul and everything. But we have to understand, the same way we hope Kobe was ready, we swear and hope that you are ready too. And that's why we encourage you to call back tomorrow. So just in case you are looking for something or you need something or you are in the need of something, please don't forget. Definitely make sure you hit Purpose Kingdom Network up. And tell a friend, tell another friend, pass this on. And then you can also send the people to our archives, www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can get in. 1,114th episode. So you got some time. You got some playing there. Have a ball. And I'll get at you in 2 weeks. Good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose.